subsiding?
Right, we didn't have much in the morning, but now we've got quite a bit.
Oh, I see. You
the wind is
rising.
Whichever comes most natural. Don't worry about it.
No,
that's a very common one, by the way. you're right at home in good company.
That's right.
Now you might say then. Do you ever say the wind is any other word for subsiding? The wind is when it goes down again.
Uh-huh.
The wind is subsiding. The wind is.
Well. I have heard people say that the wind is dying down.
Would you use that yourself?
I hardly think so.
You think that's maybe not a native word?
I've heard many people say that, though.
Okay. now, it's in late October, we might look out and see some white stuff on the grass. It's not snow, but it's...
frost.
And
about the wind, I might possibly say the wind is dying down.
And you might say that it was so cold the other night that the lake
froze over.
And the room that you keep the TV in here is called a what?
I think you call it the living room.
Do you have any old word for this that you can remember?
Well, of course.
It's a different kind of a room.
My grandparents had a parlor, but they also had a living room beside the parlor.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
What made the difference?
The parlor had all the special belongings in that was used just once. It was used on very special occasions.
I see.
At other times it was closed,
uh-huh.
And no one ever went in there, only to look at the albums or see something new, a piece of new furniture or a new carpet or something. The living room was a living room. They
mm-hmm.
spent a great deal of their time there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this house there is no parlor.
Did you have a sitting room? Do you remember?
In the old house that we lived in, there was a parlor and a sitting room.
Was that the same? That's a different room now. Not the same as a parlor.
The living room was the... I'll tell you what they call it in... In fact, they called it the living room and the sitting room. They called it a sitting room years back.
And that was equivalent to the...
That was where they had their stove.
Oh, I see.
And... where they spent a great deal of their time in the evening, they sat around the stove. And then they had a large kitchen. And in this large kitchen, they ate and did all their work.
Okay. And if you had a fireplace, in order to let the smoke go up, you'd have to have a...
chimney.
You remember, could you list some of the other words, other rooms in the house beside the living room and sitting room?
There was a woodshed attached to the kitchen where they brought the wood in from the outdoors and piled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a pantry.
You didn't eat in the pantry, that's just
no,
where they kept
that was where they kept their dishes. And all their, the pantry was quite a good size. It was large enough for their dishes, for their flour, for their sugar, for all their groceries.